online video purportedly deemed offensive to Shiite Muslims has sparked unrest in Lebanon, which remains on edge amid anti-government protests that have been ongoing since mid-October. Late Monday, hundreds of angry supporters from Lebanon's two main Shiite majority parties, Hezbollah and Amal, clashed with security forces and anti-government protesters camped out in central Beirut after the video shared online showed a man insulting important Shiite figures. At least three cars were set on fire, one reportedly after it was driven into groups of men. News reports say the undated video was made by an expatriate Lebanese Sunni from the majority Sunni city of Tripoli. A special court in Pakistan has found former military president Pervez Musharraf guilty of high treason and sentenced him to death. Akhtar Shah is Musharraf's lawyer.
Because General Pervez Musharraf was making so much progress in this country, was taking Pakistan too high, and they didn't like it because he will remain as an honest and sincere person and sincere leader. He loves Pakistani. He loves Pakistan.
The high-profile treason case dates back to 2007 when Musharraf was president and military chief of Pakistan at a time when he imposed a brief emergency rule and suspended the constitution in a bid to cling to power in the face of growing public demands for him to step down. French unions are holding mass demonstrations today, the 13th day of a transport strike that has closed most of Paris Metro's lines. The strike has also disrupted domestic and international train and airline service. The strike is a protest of the government's plan to develop a universal pension scheme that would raise retirement age. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is backing his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, as an impeachment vote in the House draws near. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Upon his return from Ukraine, Giuliani met with the president. What was said?
No, not too much, but he's a very great crime fighter.
He called Rudy Giuliani very smart.
He sees all of the hoax that happens when they talk about impeachment hoax or the Russian collusion delusion.
With the impeachment vote looming, moderate Democrats like Utah's Ben McAdams are saying how they will vote.
I will vote yes.
He's hoping the president will be censured.
Instead of putting the country through a divisive and lengthy Senate impeachment trial with a predetermined outcome of dismissal.
But McAdams said what the president did was wrong. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Democratic leaders have scheduled a full vote on the articles of impeachment for tomorrow. Reporters Without Borders say journalism remains a dangerous profession, with 49 journalists killed this year, 389 currently imprisoned, and 57 others being held hostage. According to the Paris-based Media Freedom Watchdog's annual worldwide roundup of deadly violence and abusive treatment against journalists released today, the number of journalists killed in 2019 is at its lowest. That historically low figure, compared with an annual average of 80 journalists being killed over the last two decades, is mainly the result of a fall in the number of journalists and other media professionals killed in war zones. However, the number of those killed in countries at peace remained as high as in previous years, with 10 killed in Mexico alone. Separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan Tuesday killed at least 10 civilians, including children, and injured 18 others. The violence comes as a new United Nations report says that even by Afghanistan's grim historic standards, 2019 has been an especially deadly year for children and described the country as the world's most lethal war zone. Afghan officials said a roadside bomb early Tuesday morning ripped through a civilian vehicle in the southeastern border province of Khost, killing 10 civilians. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi accused the Taliban of planting the bomb. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina, is in Afghanistan. He says it's time Pakistan applied pressure to the Taliban.
I think the relationship that President Trump has with Pakistan could change behavior in a way that would really accelerate the chance for peace. We all know that if Pakistan applied more pressure on the Taliban, it would be enormously helpful to resolving the conflict here.
There was no immediate reaction from the Taliban as to the allegations. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music now.